You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Palo Alto Networks has the broadest, most comprehensive cybersecurity for private cloud, public cloud, and SaaS environments because secure clouds are happy clouds. Protect yours today at go.paloaltonetworks.com/secureclouds.
How to Set Up a Room in Your Home Just for VR by Paul Sarcone. You arranged your TV room so you can sit around in comfort. Now, prepare your virtual reality space so you can thrash around without breaking your damn neck. First up, clear some space. Virtual reality goggles make you completely blind to your surroundings, so put plenty of distance, at least 7 feet, between you and items you can break, or that can break you. Push the coffee table to the farthest wall, or better yet, banish it from the room. Remove anything made of glass. Find a new place in your home for anything shin height and ditch the chandelier so you can wave your hands in the air as you chop melons in Fruit Ninja. Next, get a swivel chair. Watching VR or experiencing it isn't a sit-down bag of popcorn nestle in a blanket kind of activity. You're going to want to sit down, but it should be on a swivel chair so you can spin about and actively engage in the digital universe. Make sure you get one with wheels. You're going to need to roll around easily. And then take a load off. After an epic battle against evil robots, you may need to lie down. A soft landing zone like a futon or a beanbag chair will let you readjust to real reality or combat the spins after a furious firefight. Plus, your friends can nest there as they wait their turn, or more likely, watch and judge. Also, water yourself. Yes, virtual reality sickness is real. It's just motion sickness induced by a face computer. To combat it, take a break every 15 minutes. Hydration is an excellent nausea repellent. A water bottle with a sippy straw will let you top up your fluids without soaking the front of your shirt or abandoning your mission mid-sortie. And in case you can't get out of the virtual abyss in a timely manner, and keep some stomach-soothing ginger chews at the ready. And finally, dim the lights. As you blast between faraway galaxies in your new reality, the lighting in your VR playroom doesn't matter. But it does matter as you emerge from the headset. Smooth the transition with subdued illumination. The ambiance should coo, "Bienvenue," rather than blare, "Welcome back, dude!"